Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Good Vibes, Good Life podcast with your host, Vex King. Vex King is a mind coach, writer, and lifestyle entrepreneur out of the UK, and he'll be helping you live a more positive lifestyle because he recognizes that good vibes are essential for living a good life. Let's go.
Hey, what's up everyone? It's Vex King here, and the truth is you can live the life of your dreams and experience heaps of happiness, but all these things stem from the way you use your mind. Throughout this series, I'll be sharing empowering perspectives, spiritual wisdom, inspirational stories, life lessons, and much more to help you transform yourself and your life into something greater. So we're on episode 2 now, and today's topic's all about being talked out of your dreams. You see, a lot of us have big hopes and dreams, but we're often talked out of them by family, friends, and even people we don't know. When it comes from people close to us, it can have a much bigger impact on us, because we trust them and their opinion means a lot to us. We always assume that they want what's best for us too. Now, most of the time they do, but sometimes they're guiding us through fear. For example, a lot of parents can be deemed as unsupportive when it comes to our dreams. This can feel exhausting and depressing when you're trying to pursue them. However, most parents are not unsupportive because they don't believe in you or want the best for you. It's usually because they fear the unknown. If Will Smith's nephew wanted to become an actor when he was older and he told his parents, they'd probably give him full support because they've seen it happen with Will Smith and the other family members. However, if no one has ever become one, then the idea is going to be completely foreign to them. If the furthest anyone in your family or extended family has reached is becoming a doctor, for example, then anything else may be perceived as unachievable. Therefore, they might be unlikely to encourage you to follow this ambition. So my mom was born in India and my dad was born in Uganda within Africa. They were both from small villages, and if you told someone you wanted to become an actor, they would have laughed at you. It just didn't happen for people from the place they were from. But if you told someone you were going to become a farmer, they'd be encouraging because this would then seem achievable. It's a much more common job. Providing you have a good education, becoming something like a teacher or banker would also be deemed achievable. And it was jobs like these that people actually aspired to. Only the super smart and fortunate were doing high-end jobs like becoming doctors or dentists. They were the jobs that were seen as the greatest, and so they were also the most respected. A lot of our parents may have struggled to raise us. So when you tell them you want to do something that they've never seen anyone else achieve, or something that seems too far-fetched, it isn't realistic to them. Naturally, they may be inclined to inspire you to pursue a more safer option. Again, this is the result of fear. It's like telling them you want to go to the moon when they've only ever witnessed people go to the sky. They're going to talk you out of it because they have more fear of failure than faith in success. I think it's important to understand why people think the way they do. They're conditioned to think that way, and this can help us assess their true intentions behind their actions. Sometimes we are quick to blame our parents and those around us for limiting our dreams, but we forget that our body is controlled by our mind. Therefore, no one can force the decisions and actions that we make. Yes, sometimes it can be difficult, especially when we don't want to let our parents down. At the same time, all they usually want is for you to be happy and successful. They probably also don't want you to struggle like they may once have. For example, for a part of my childhood, my family and I were homeless. And therefore, my mom wanted to ensure that I'd done enough in my life so I would never end up homeless as well. And of course, that I was also able to escape the troubles that she may have faced. You have to remember, people believe what they believe for a reason, whether that's based on their past or what someone else has made them believe. People are always imposing their beliefs on other people, and a lot of their beliefs are based around fear. Therefore, fearful beliefs get passed down from generation to generation, and this creates a limited mindset. Little old Bobby is sitting somewhere thinking, oh, I can't become a footballer, but that's because his parents told him that it was impossible, and their parents told them it was impossible, and their parents told them it was impossible. I think you know where I'm going with this, right? Having said all this, you have to remember that our reality is based on our beliefs. And our beliefs are basically what we've been conditioned to follow from a young age or based on our experiences. As a child, all I ever knew was hardship, so having faith in good things was very difficult for me. I always knew that things were going to mess up. This is because things going wrong were so common to me. Things always messed up, so I just had that expectation. If you grew up like me, believing in better is very difficult. It's hard to pursue your dreams when they seem too far-fetched, especially to the people around you. Nevertheless, you can achieve anything that you put your mind to. When someone tells you that something can't be done, they are only talking from their own experience. You have to understand this because it's crucial. If someone can't do a particular thing, they're also going to tell others that it can't be done. For example, if I could only throw a cricket ball 50 meters, and I'd only ever witnessed someone throw the cricket ball, say, 60 metres, and someone else said to me, well, I'm going to throw the ball 100 metres, I'm going to think the idea is too far-fetched because I can't do it, and also someone else that I consider the best, they can't do it. I label it unrealistic because I don't believe it can be achieved. The truth is that anyone that's ever achieved anything great had to dream a little big, and they also had to do it whilst people were talking them out of it. We cannot let the opinion of other people abort our dreams. So what if you sound a little unrealistic or a little crazy or a little weird for doing or trying to achieve things that other people may not have? Honestly, if you can believe it, you can achieve it. However, don't fall into the habit of wishful thinking. That's when you set an intention and say you believe in something without actually taking action. Your dreams have to be translated to goals, and then you have to take action towards them. If you do not take action towards them, they're merely wishes. And sadly, this is what people label as wishful thinking. Listen, it's easy enough to say that my parents didn't support my dreams, but are you actually doing enough to give them faith in you? If you're not giving 101% towards your dreams, then you can't be giving them much faith. If you have a goal, don't pet it or keep talking about it. Be about it and make sure you make it come true. Build confidence in those around you. The man or woman who never gives up cannot be beaten. I think this is a very important way of looking at life, because life will always give you a lot of challenges, and there might be a period in your life where you experience many challenges all at once. If you keep overcoming everything life throws at you, eventually life's going to stop throwing these things at you. Now, I don't mean these things are going to be completely absent from your life, because we always go through challenges. But if life was throwing bricks at you, it may get tired of throwing these bricks at you, and it might start passing you on blessings instead. Life likes a good challenger, so become one and you'll surely be rewarded. You know what? I've often heard people say, things like that don't happen to people like me, whilst they observe celebrities and the achievements of elite figures in society. Yet, it is this exact limiting thought that prevents us from experiencing greatness. Whether the people around you support you or not, you have to believe in what you can achieve. You have to give it your all, and you have to remember, other people's opinions do not define your reality. You and only you are in charge of your destiny. Don't be distracted by the doubters. Try to understand why they may think the way they think if they are close to you. If they are not close to you, then stop making them relevant in your life. Only your attention will keep them relevant in your life. And then when you pay thought to their opinion, you give them power. Our thoughts become things, and other people's thoughts can also become things in our life if we adopt their beliefs. Sometimes you have to just block out the opinion of the world. You have to stop listening to the crowd and then start listening to your own soul so you can be on your own stage. If you think like everyone else, you'll also live like them. And if you live like them, you'll also end up in the same place as them. So take a look at their life and say to yourself, is this where I want to end up? If it's not, you have to change your thoughts and you have to change your beliefs. Think about it. If you're stuck in a maze with these people and they tell you to follow them, you're going to end up in the same place as them and they might not escape the maze. They may end up trapped, and throughout their journey within this maze, you will not see anything different to them because you're following them. You're going to see the same sights. If we follow the same route as others, we're not going to end up anywhere different to them, and we're also going to see the same things along the way. Is that what you really want? Also, remember, if someone is telling you how your path looks in the future, then that is not your own path because you have not chosen it. You'll just end up living and building someone else's dreams other than yours. You were given the ability to think for a reason. You were given your life for a reason. The path you follow should always be your own. Yes, it might be difficult to achieve your dreams, especially if you're born into hardship or you've experienced many setbacks. It's even harder when no one believes in you, but don't let that stop you from going after what you're meant for. Have full faith in yourself and read success stories where people have made it from nothing to something. These will not only inspire you, but they'll keep your motivational levels high, and that's very important when going after your dreams. Where you're at is not where you're going to remain if you have the courage to go after the things you want. You may want to become a doctor. You may want to become a farmer. You may want to become an astronaut. You may want to become a YouTuber. Whatever it is, if you really want to do it, go after it. But please, do not do things half-heartedly. Give it everything and give it consistently. The reason why most people don't achieve their dreams is because they give up. And guess what the moral of every success story is? Yeah, don't give up. I do hope you like this episode. If you want to hear more of my perspectives on life, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram under the username VexKing, which is all spelled together. If you're listening through iTunes, I'd be extremely grateful if you could leave me a rating. Finally, thank you for listening to the Good Vibes Good Life podcast with me, VexKing. I'm sending much love and light your way. Until next time, wishing you all the best.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.